With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Noting that the Biden administration never released a single Jeffrey Epstein file, President Trump has signed a bill directing the Justice Department to release all of the files except for those that could hinder any investigations in progress. The Justice Department has 30 days to comply. Attorney General Bondi says that so far more than 33,000 Epstein documents have been forwarded to Congress. Accused of stealing $5 million in FEMA COVID money, Florida Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Serfulis McCormick has been indicted. She insists that she's innocent. Job numbers, MIA during the 43-day government shutdown, will soon be released.
The September jobs report comes out Thursday morning, 7 weeks late. And now the Labor Department says it won't be releasing a full jobs report for October. The shutdown put a stop to calculating the nation's unemployment rate and some other key numbers. Instead, it will release some of the October jobs data along with the full November jobs report in the middle of December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit tumbled by almost 24% last summer as the Trump tariffs reduced the flow of imported goods.
The Commerce Department report, coming 7 weeks late because of the government shutdown, shows the gap fell from $78.2 billion in July to $59.6 billion in August. Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, writes that, quote, August's smaller trade deficit will be a tailwind for third quarter real GDP, since it means that more U.S. expenditures were directed toward domestically produced goods and services rather than foreign ones, unquote. Jennifer King, Washington.
Chipmaker NVIDIA enjoyed a superb third quarter, exceeding revenue and profit expectations. Wall Street is delighted. Dow futures up 227. This is SRN News. Marriage is falling out of fashion in the United States.
According to a new poll by the Barna Group, a Christian research firm, just 46% of Americans are currently married. Compare that to about two-thirds of the country's population in 1950. The Barna Report says, quote, younger generations are postponing marriage longer than before. Since 1950, the average age at which adults are first getting married has increased from 23 to 30 years old for men and from 20 to 29 years old for women. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida elections officials have taken steps under pressure from activists to advance a proposed initiative to legalize recreational marijuana on next year's ballot. The procedural move comes after the campaign behind the issue filed a complaint with the Florida Supreme Court. The group claims that officials in Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' administration are trying to improperly block the measure from getting on the ballot in 2026. This is SRN News. This year's Thanksgiving feast shouldn't cost you quite as much.
Cooking that Thanksgiving dinner for your friends and family will cost less than last year, marking the third straight year of price declines. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of Thanksgiving staples that make up a classic holiday feast for 10, which is $55.18, or about $5.52 per person.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. A majority of Federal Reserve policymakers expressed support late last month for further interest rate cuts, although not all committed to making the reduction at their next meeting next month. That's according to newly released minutes of their October deliberations. At the same time, many officials say it would likely be appropriate to keep rates unchanged for the rest of the year. A sign of strong divisions among policymakers about the central bank's next steps. More details at srnnews.com.